Today is Thursday, the 10th of June, and it's a very calm and tranquil morning where I am right now. I'm sitting in Bellagio, Italy, and which is in Lake Como. So I'm sitting outside my hotel, having a cafe doppio, which is a double espresso, and looking out over this very tranquil lake, and just enjoying the peace and quiet. At least until everybody else wakes up and then comes down and starts their shopping barrage and their touring trips all throughout the lake on the ferries and visiting all the little neighboring towns and whatnot. It's absolutely beautiful here. Apparently this is where George Clooney holes up now, in one of his homes away from homes, away from home. And I know this only because my wife forced me to watch Indecent Proposal before we left on our two-week trip throughout Italy. And I told her that's all well and good, but A, if this does happen, my price has gone up, and it won't be $1 million offer. We're talking about $5 million. I don't even know when that movie came out with Woody Harrelson and Robert Redford. I forget who else. I think it was Demi Moore. But $1 million then in today's dollars, got to be around $5 million. So that's my asking price, George, if you want a piece of my piece. But it's been quite a trip. I've been all throughout Italy, Tuscany. I was in Tuscany at a wedding, and I was then in Cinque Terre, in a little tiny fishing village, which was very cool. Had some of the best seafood that I've ever had, and just a general good holiday. So I've been away from the blog for a while, haven't been writing, and haven't been really thinking about it, but I have been jotting down some notes of some of the topics that I want to discuss when I get back, and some of the music-related things that I've been thinking about, and all sorts of things swirling throughout my head. What I find really funny here is that I miss music. I miss being away from it. I miss listening to it day in and day out. Don't really have that kind of access when I'm on the go and in cars driving 5 hours between destinations, or just, you know, out enjoying something other than an internet connection and surround sound. But that being said, I do miss it. So I have been listening to the radio on our long drives. And it's funny, you know, you get to a lot of, well, obviously Italian stations, but every now and then, what happens is they'll throw in an American song. It's pretty funny. Get some random shit. But what I love is two extremes that I've come across. And the things that make me smile. They're songs that make me smile. They're just the thought of it makes me smile. And that is two artists that I've heard. They are in the same realm, but they're from different time periods, but the message still holds true, and that's what fucking gets me off. So, the most obscure, cool song I've heard since I've been here is Tina Turner's original version of Nutbush City Limits. So, I love this song. And if you don't know it, go out and listen to it. So, I hear Nutbush City Limits, Tina Turner, in the middle of a small fishing village in Italy. That was pretty cool. What programming does the director decide to put that song on? And then, on our drive yesterday from Cinque Terre to Lake Como, where I am now, which is right outside of Milan, I heard one of the new Betty LeVette songs. Betty LeVette's latest album, Interpretations, where she does all these British songbook songs. It's fan-fucking-tastic. You have to listen to this. I think it's about 15 songs long, one of which is the Love Rain Over Me performance when The Who were honored at the Kennedy Center Festival or Honors, I don't know what it was, 2 years ago. This is a brilliant album by Betty LeVette. She has just been sitting dormant for a long time, and slowly, you know, she is on the slow burn for the past half decade, just building up the awareness around who she is and what her voice is all about. Betty LeVette is my favorite female singer of all time. I'm going to see her in 2 weeks in London. But anyway, there is a phenomenal live performance on NPR's site. They have a thing called Tiny Desk Performances. You need to check this out. It's Betty LeVette doing It Don't Come Easy, a Ringo Starr song. Go check this out. You won't be disappointed. If you don't know much about Betty LeVette, start here. Watch her sing this song accompanied only by guitar. And then when you get done holding yourself because you're scared about the emotional impact or just the absolute emotional awareness in that song, then go out and get her most recent album, Interpretations. You won't be sorry. I'm back in the game starting on Saturday. On Friday, when I get into Italy, I land, I unpack, and I go straight to my first Willie Nelson concert. Love it.